News Radio, WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Okay, at first glance, I thought Kevin Myroff was putting together a budget for me to go to the casino. In a way, he is, but I don't want you to get the wrong thing from this. Kevin, hi, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Okay, let's get to the casino. Now, you are a financial guy and money, and you remind us of the odds on gambling. But, hey, if you're going to go to the casino, you've got a few steps, seven you've come up with, to survive, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, with all these beautiful resorts popping up everywhere, somebody's going to wind up there this summer.
All right, let's go through seven things to think about going to a casino. Number one, not surprising, the B word, get a budget together.
Yeah, like any trip you take, create an overall budget and make the budget before you start finding the hotel or the casino resort that you're going to stay at. Because if you go the other way, you're going to wind up spending too much. So create a budget, then find a hotel that meets that budget.
Okay, a part of that budget, how much I'm willing to lose?
Yeah, out of that budget, let's assume the budget's $2,000. You say $300. That's what I'm willing to lose if I go gambling. And always, what you're willing to lose. They don't build those humongous casinos on winners. And so plan on losing that money, and it's fine. I mean, that's enjoyment and fun you'll have during that process.
All right, we're going through seven things, all these casino resorts. Kevin Myroff helping you kind of plan your trip. Look ahead. You got your hotel. There's different activities, too. Pick one out, right?
Yeah, activities are key. Anything that keeps you out of the casino. So if there's golf courses to hit, go do golf courses. If there's shows to go do shows. If there's museums around, go to museums. And if you're here in Cleveland, spend half your day at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Science Museum. Get yourself out of the casino. Plan those activities.
Sure. Okay. Now, back on the budget part of this, detail this for this gambling pot you're telling me?
Right. So if you have $300 and you're at a casino for 2 days, I want you to break it down very specifically. I'm only willing to lose $150 a day. And then you got to break it down into sessions, because what happens is people go to the casino for a couple hours in the morning and maybe a little in the afternoon. And maybe in the evening. And for each session, you got to pick what your maximum you're willing to lose. So if it's $150 a day, you know, maybe in the mornings you do $25 or $30, and then at night you could lose up to $100. But break it down, and when you hit that loss, leave. On the upside, though, make a deal with yourself. If I double my money, I'm going to get up and walk away.
Now, you also go into detail on this gambling pot to the actual games, including like a table game, right?
Right, and so this is where I see people make humongous mistakes. Lots of people love to play blackjack, and if you gamble, blackjack is actually one of the ones that gives you some better odds, but you will lose over time. But if you go to a table that's too expensive, then you'll lose really, really quickly. You got to be able to survive the ups and downs so you can enjoy your fun longer. And my rule of thumb is whatever the table limit is. Some of the tables are $5 limits, $10, or they have $100 limits.
Right.
But make sure you have 20 times that amount if you're going to gamble there. So the $5 table, have $100. That's the only way you're going to last through the ups and downs.
Good tips. We're going through seven of them from Kevin Myroff, thinking about these different resorts, casino resorts to visit. You already mentioned find out some other activities, because your number six here is, hey, walk away, add an activity to your day.
Yeah, when you get to your upper limit, you say, if I make 50% of my money, if I double my money, walk away, and then go find something to spend that money on. You're going to lose it back in the casino anyways, so go buy yourself a shirt, or go get some ice cream, or, you know, go for a bike ride. Do something. Just find some other activity to do when you walk away.
Okay, finally, where's this money coming from? Do I just hit the ATM when I get there, or do I withdraw the 401k? What do you suggest, Kevin?
Exactly. Two rules that Bill, I see these all the time. No credit cards. You can't use credit cards to pay for a vacation unless you have the cash to already pay it off. And so make sure that you're funding this with cash. Do not borrow money out of your 401k. That's absolutely crazy. So no borrowing 401k for vacations. And my general rule, it's a life rule. One is never go to an ATM in a casino. And even more important, if you find yourself at an ATM after midnight, nothing ever good happens.
I love that. No matter if you have your casino or not, just an ATM after midnight. I love that one. All right. Kevin Myroff, NCA Financial Planners, with seven tips to survive that trip to a casino. Thanks, Kevin.
You bet. Have a great week, everybody.